Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM. The Fam. Brewers making a move while Anthony Mandela was doing the sports class. Shirley Chassin reinstated from the 10-day IL. Corresponding move, relief pitcher Jacob Barnes optioned to AAA San Antonio. So Chassin activated and Barnes optioned to AAA. No surprise there with either one of those moves. At the end of the day,
not at all.
Steve Sparky Fiver, he is Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, former Packer and Badger. Gary Ellerson here too. Baby Tausch, Billy Schmidt off today. He's at the Carroll Golf Outing. He'll be back tomorrow. So we had our first huge deal of the NBA summer, getting ready for the draft coming up on Thursday night. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN broke the story. The Pelicans agreed to a deal to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks, including the number four overall pick in this year's draft coming up on Thursday night. Then, the next pick available to them will be 2021, which will be top eight protected in 2021. And then, if it is a top eight pick and the Lakers keep that pick, it becomes unprotected in 2022. Then they get the right to swap first-round picks with the Lakers in 2023. And this one, this last pick, I think is a big one because if LeBron is done playing by this point, that team might not be all that good. An unprotected 2024 first-round pick that New Orleans can defer to 2025 if they want. So they're banking, I think, on LeBron being done and the Lakers maybe not being that good by 2024, 2025, and taking advantage of having a really high draft pick at that point. So before you could figure out whether or not this was a great deal for the Pelicans, you're talking about waiting 7 or 8 years before really all of these players play, and we know how good all these draft picks are going to be and the players that they got in the trade. So it's gonna take a little time. The thing that baffles my mind is that if they made this deal wait to be completed until July 30th, which then means the number four pick wouldn't be able to play in the summer league per se, the Lakers could have had $32.5 million in cap space enough to pursue a max level free agent. However, as of right now, the expectation is the trade will be completed on July 6th, which means that's assuming Davis declines to void his $4 million trade bonus. This leaves the Lakers with $23.7 million in space. There's a chance this could be amended to July 30th, but it's still July 6th as of right now. So that's the trade. I got on the call with Gary today, talking about what we're going to do on the show. He had his Lakers topic. I had a couple myself. And Gary's topic was, how many championships are going to win Sparky? Zero, Gary. That's my answer to that. How many championships are the Lakers going to win with Anthony Davis and LeBron James? That's the question. 414-799-1250. 414.
Yeah, but you don't like LeBron, though, so how can you answer
799-1250.
That?
799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. LeBron's getting old. LeBron's defense isn't the same defense that he had just a couple years ago.
One play, and you're riding on that.
Not one play.
Stop, Steve.
It's just not. He's not being able to give the same effort at both sides of the floor like he was back when he was in his prime.
When do we ever care about defense?
Definitely going on the other side of his career at this point. I don't think.
Well, look his numbers up.
I don't think anybody can argue about that.
Yeah, look at his numbers while I put this thing in perspective.
So you're going to have LeBron James, who, again, can play any position, right? I'm not going to sit here and say call him a position. So he can play point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Anthony Davis is going to play power forward or center.
Whatever.
You got Kuzma.
Kuzi!
Right, who they refused to trade.
I told you he wasn't going nowhere. And now, as of right now, he ain't going nowhere.
So really, you have three forwards, if you include Davis as a forward. Mm-hmm. I was listening to NBA radio earlier today. They were throwing out Brook Lopez as a possibility of going back to L.A. to be the center and playing next to Anthony Davis.
I would love
and
that.
Kuzma and LeBron James, and then finding some type of point guard that would then work himself into what these guys are all trying to do at the end of the day. I'm sorry. I because of LeBron's age and because of what we've seen last year, because Anthony Davis has had a tendency to get hurt from time to time, I'm just not there on this whole deal. I'm not.
And that's fine.
If you add some young stud that can carry these guys for a little
gave
while.
All that away.
Huh?
We gave all that away.
Right. So yeah. It's just these two.
For now.
That's what I'm saying. So as of right now.
With these three.
With these two and Kuzma, yeah. If he's your big three, I don't think they can win championships with what they have right now. As of right now, today, they don't have enough to win a championship. No.
Oh, yeah, they got enough. Yeah. Do they ever. And I got to start this by, this is almost embarrassing because Magic Johnson had this deal done. He had this deal done.
Well, he had everything done but the pick.
And
the fourth pick he didn't have done.
Listen, Magic Johnson should get credit for this, okay? Because this is what he wanted. Now, let's talk about who can join these guys and all that. Some guys are going to take less money to play with LeBron and AD. They just are. It's going to shock people, but it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. The Lakers are going to be back where they need to be in this whole West Coast thing, especially if Golden State start to break all up. Matter of fact, one or two of those guys may go over there or something. And yes, do they need another piece? If it was a Kyrie Irving type, oh, man, it would be a slam dunk. But the front office is just so bad. This gives them to say, did you give up too much? And that's what made me think about all the amazing trades that you see, even the Herschel Walker deal, you know, with Minnesota and Dallas. That one was a head-scratcher. How about Ricky Williams down in the Saints? I mean, they gave up the whole draft for this guy.
This isn't much different.
I mean, this is just like – and that's what made me think, Steve, this the way of the NBA now. There's no more future. There's no future. The draft, you need to win now. In these next two or three years, every team, the Bucks are trying to shop their 30th pick. Everybody trying to free up money, trade a bunch of pieces to a bunch of unknowns. I don't know how these pieces are going to turn out, all these draft picks. Matter of fact, you can have the fourth pick, too. Take him with you, whoever you want. It ain't nobody we want to build around. We want AD, so they sold the farm to get this guy. That's what fan bases are looking for. They're not trying to sit here and win 5 years from now. No, absolutely not. These teams trying to win while this window is open, the way they can only pay one supermax guy. They may have to play another max guy, whatever they want. Then you get some exemption. I mean, the mid-level exec. You know what I mean? Them 9.5 types and them 3 million type guys. And you make your team. But championship worthy? Oh, man, they're going to win some championships. Yeah, they planning a parade because this is what they wanted. But I think the deal could have got done last year, but they didn't want Magic to be around, so they pulled the deal back and do it when he leaves. But ultimately, he's the guy that they wanted, and I've been telling people, all the people that know I'm a Laker fan, man, it's it. No one's going to join LeBron. They're not going to trade. I said, nope, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They're going to get the player that they want, and this is the guy they wanted. And guess what? Not so much playing with LeBron, but a lot of guys want to play with AD. So LeBron is just going to benefit from it. So whether you like LeBron or not, say putting super team together and all that, he ain't do this one, guys. Front office put this one together. It's a genie bus. Do you want to win in 5 years? No, I want to win next year. That's what the fans want to hear. And I think that's what most teams are going to get.
But what happens if Anthony Davis doesn't re-sign with you?
It don't matter.
Oh, he's signing.
It don't matter. You know what? I'm going to tell you why it don't matter.
That's, no, wait,
never played with LeBron James before.
He's signed. He's resigning.
They know
he's
each
never
other.
Played with the man.
Why do you think he's there?
To know. They all think they know what it's going to be like to play with him. And then every time they actually play with him.
The basketball more than anybody. Any superstar you can ever name, he shared the basketball more than anybody. LeBron James.
The one thing I will agree with, I forgot who said it. Was it Carmelo? Whoever said it.
Durant
said it.
I know where you're going to go here.
Playing with the circus. Because everything's about that dude when you're playing with that dude. The media intensity is
make
more.
Make the circus better.
Everything is about playing with that dude and what comes along with it.
I like the soul circus anyway, so it don't fit me.
But it's not meant for everybody. I mean, you want to play with LeBron. I get that, right? So I get Anthony Davis. I want to play in a big market, right? We got the same guy, Rich Paul. That's my guy. Maybe I can get some movie deals from LeBron's production company. Maybe this will all work out. Okay, fine. But until you're in that pressure cooker, which he was not in New Orleans, folks. There was no pressure cooker in New Orleans for Anthony Davis. Maybe at the end when he decided he didn't want to play anymore or they didn't want him to play anymore when he demanded the trade. But up until that point, he could do no wrong. He was Giannis in Milwaukee. Nobody's going after Anthony Davis for anything. Now you're going to be front and center on all of these talking head shows. Now everybody in the LA media is going to be on you if things don't go right. I'm telling you, it's.
But what if things go well though?
Great. Well, then it's great.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. But I'm just telling you.
If I'm Kawhi Leonard, hey, man, give me 20, 25 million. I'm going there and win a championship with LeBron next 3 years. You can get any guard.
Well, now you're taking a discount because now they don't have max money.
Yeah.
So now you got to come play for less.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what you do. How many championships are they going to win with them, Roy?
Oh, they've been winning one in the last 3 years. I mean, so three. Next year, the year after, and the year after.
I said they get two. I think they get two, Steve.
How many they got them in Miami? Three? Two.
They get two in Miami.
They did 3 and 5 years in Miami?
They at least get,
They got two.
3 and 5 or 6 years. They got 2 and 4 years.
I think they only got two in Miami. No, I think they went back to back, and that was that. I don't think they got three. Did they get two?
Remember they had the three-peat thing. He wanted to sell it.
How many they got, Mandela? Two? Yeah, that's what I thought.
And how many years?
2 and 4 years?
Yeah, because he was only
there. 2 and 3 years.
He was only there 4 years.
He only got two.
Dwayne Wade got
three. Steve looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They lost to the Mavericks in 2011.
Then they beat
the Thunder in 2012, beat the Spurs in 2013, lost to the Spurs in 2014.
Yeah, so 2 and 4 years.
How can you lose to the Mavericks?
Well, that's when they were first built.
Then he went to.
It don't matter, man.
Then LeBron.
Jason Kidd.
Then LeBron went to Cleveland. They lost to Golden State. They beat Golden State. Then they lost to Golden State. Lost to Golden State. Then obviously last year, no go. For anybody involved with LeBron.
If I'm Kawhi, I'm going back to Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
That even submits going back to Toronto right
now. But if he's not.
Oh, the East is wide open.
You got to go to the.
East is wide open.
It's him in Milwaukee.
I don't think he cares.
And if you're Kevin Durant, are you thinking about staying in Golden State now?
Yes.
Because now you see what's being built in L.A.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, I'm going to get some credit for this. We beat this super team that he's trying to put together. Yeah. I don't want to hear anything more about how we didn't have to beat anybody in the West.
Because he's going to have to start over. If he thinks he and Kyrie probably can win in New York.
Durant got to sit out a year.
But he's got to sit out a year.
Right.
Before that happens.
Can be interesting.
Yeah, he may have to just stay there.
He's got to stay there.
Opt in, stay there, get the money. What is it, $30 million? And then next year be a free agent.
All right, so how many rings do you think this is going to end up with for the Lakers?
At least two.
After the AD trade. I say none. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Pfeiffer, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Show served up hot and fresh.
Like you've got MVP campaign going on.
Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well, he's not going to be an MVP if he follows what LaFleur wants him to do.
We'll get back to that.
If he follows what he wants to do, he'll be an MVP.
Yeah, I do what Tom tell me to do. That's why
it's just funny because we were talking in the break still about the Mike Silver article, and Devonta Adams talking about how they're going to run the ball more, and that'll help. It won't be as predictable. Yeah, well, will you? We'll see. Okay, so more about this Lakers deal here with this Anthony Davis trade, what we were talking about before.
Right.
I got a tweet here from True Golden Eagles. The Lakers situation will affect the Bucks because if they don't have a max slot left, I can see Brogdon and Lopez as major targets.
Hey, who wrote that? Who wrote that?
True Golden Eagles.
True Golden Eagles, you are spot on, my friend. That's my next thing I was going to bring up.
They already got Lopez going to the Lakers.
They need a point guard real bad. I would love Brogdon. Him and Lopez.
Brogdon would work well with LeBron and Anthony Davis. Yeah. And being unselfish, being able to get the ball in the right guy's hands at the right time and all that stuff.
And he can shoot.
Yep.
Yeah. That would be amazing. And now they could probably offer him and structure it to where the Bucks couldn't match it. But the Bucks got to match that, right, Steve?
Yeah.
You have to match. You cannot let Brogdon go nowhere.
They'll match to a certain degree. I don't think they're matching everything. I think if
they got to match up to $20 million, man. You cannot let the president.
I don't think they're gonna let him get. I don't think they're paying him $20 million.
Oh, come on, man! That's the going rate.
I think
all his guys in the draft are gonna get that.
Middleton's gonna get. Yeah, but Brogdon's been hurt.
So what?
So a lot. That's got to factor into it. He's not Durant.
No, he's healthy now. I'm not gonna hold that back.
Brogdon,
he's amazing.
If you're Brogdon, you got to get the biggest offer you get from no matter what the team is. Yeah. Even if you have to go suck in Atlanta, if they give you the biggest offer, then you go suck in Atlanta and cash in because of your injury history. Who knows how long you're going to play and play at the level you're playing at because you can't stay healthy. So from his perspective, I don't blame him at all. You take the highest offer, you cash the checks, and you set yourself up financially for the rest of your life.
Oh, you're working on radio.
Right.
So they better go where they can get paid.
So that I get. Middleton, I think they got that thing done. I don't see any way he leaves.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just think they're going to give him whatever he wants, and that's going to be
that. He may be a sign-and-trade candidate.
No way. I would be shocked if they did that. Absolutely shocted if they sign-and-trade.
Has he opted out officially yet?
I don't think so. I don't remember seeing it.
That date got to be coming up soon.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it to this point. To see what's going to happen with that one. You know, the other thing about this is when
George
you talk
Hill
about
a nice electric uniform.
I think George Hill will be back. I think he's back. And I also think Brook Lopez is back because it sounds like Brook Lopez is a priority for them to make sure he's back. Team chemistry-wise and everything else, he fits well in that locker room.
Everything
he blocks shots. He can stretch the floor and hit the threes, which is exactly what they want at the center position.
Other teams, he's been at the Lakers before. Other teams are seeing what he brings on and off the court, and all his shooting experience. Now, that shooting may be just with Budenheiser. You know what I'm saying? So they may not value it because we don't run that system, so we don't want you out there shooting. We want you more down in the paint. So now he'll say, well, no, I need to stay where I am in Milwaukee because with Milwaukee, I can take so many threes, more threes than any center, and I have the freedom to shoot it if people are going to leave me open. I mean, the guy was amazing. So for him, he may stay. He might stay. If I was him now, as a shooter, because I know he's a shooter like me, I would stay in Milwaukee.
See, if you're the Bucks, you're excited about this whole deal because now you don't got to worry about Anthony Davis over to the East.
Right.
No. And going and teaming up with Kyrie with the Knicks or something in a couple of years.
Totally
because if they believe what everybody else believes, that Anthony Davis is going to re-sign with the Lakers, beautiful. And if Kyrie decides he's going to take less, which I find hard to believe, but if he decides he's going to take less to go play for a ring, then obviously that's good too because he's out of the East. If Kemba Walker is that guy, and he has said he'll play for less in order to have a chance, you know, to win, if Kemba Walker takes less to go play with LeBron and Anthony Davis, that's good too because he's out of the Eastern Conference. I mean, either way you look at it, one of those guys, if they go to L.A., that's positive. Then, if you look at the Clippers situation, they have one. Say Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers. They're never going to win with the Clippers against a Lakers team that's built Golden State. I don't know why he would do that.
Right,
but if he goes to the Clippers, now Toronto takes a big step back as well. And New York hasn't put any of the pieces together that they've been trying to put together when everybody thought they were going to be able to build a super team this summer. And
they got messed up with this whole Zion thing.
Right, they needed to get a number.
But you know what? The Pelicans got a chance to be good.
Well, eventually.
With the draft picks they're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, eventually.
Because
you'll get one and four.
One and four. That's huge.
Right. You'll get one and four. You still got Drew Holiday. Mm-hmm. You'll have Zion Williamson, obviously. And then you'll have Lonzo Ball and Ingram mm-hmm. added into that, which I don't understand Ingram how that's going to work with Holiday and Ball, by the way.
They'll figure it out. Well, Holiday can shoot it, though.
Let Holiday play off the ball. Yes, let Lonzo be the true point guard.
He can shoot it.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
That's how we'll do that.
They can bring Lonzo off the
But, Leroy, I think they went to, what you having, you say?
I said two or three, but.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think it's going to be just like in Miami. They're going to go to a bunch of finals.
Because next year in the West is going to be wide open, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Jack tweets at the fan.
Jack tweets.
Says, none. Davis is brittle. James' skills will decline. Lakers' bench will stink.
Ain't happening.
Lakers' bench will stink.
I tend to agree with all three of those points.
LeBron
Davis is brittle.
James'
skills, well, defensively, it's not skills. It's just effort. You can't give it the same effort.
How many games has Anthony Davis missed by season? I want to see how brittle he really is.
See.
You can't count last year because last year they won.
He don't miss no games in L.A. I just
want to see what this.
You don't allow people to miss games in L.A.?
Nope.
Didn't y'all have missed LeBron for quite a few games this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, tore his whole leg off the bone. I mean, that kid, you got to.
Right.
You don't want to get sued.
Let's see. 2012.
That's his first year?
Yep. Okay. 64 games.
How many games did he play?
82.
Yeah. So he played 64 out of 82.
Right.
Okay.
2013, 67 games.
Okay.
2014, 68 games.
Okay.
2015, 61 games.
Okay.
And then he had a nice little good run here. 2016, 75 games.
Uh-huh.
2017, 75 games.
Uh-huh.
And then this year he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then when he tried to come back, he played sparingly.
Yeah.
56 games.
So would you think that brittle is a little bit of an overstatement?
No.
It is.
It is.
Now, you're talking about missing 20, 25 games, 20 games per year. That's a lot of basketball games.
How many games did Kawhi miss this year? About 15 or 20?
Let me look. Well, Kawhi missed games because they were resting him on
purpose.
Right,
they shut him down.
Miss is miss.
Right. You're right. Miss is miss. No, I don't disagree with you on that.
He played 65 games?
Kawhi Leonard played 60 games this year.
Oh, Jesus.
60 games. And he's missed just as many games as Anthony Davis has. He's missed more games than Anthony Davis. If you go back to the start of his career, 64, 58, 66, 64, 72, 74, and then out pretty much the whole year in 2017 with only 9 games.
Well, you know what that was about.
And then 60 games this year he played. So he's been just as brittle, if not more brittle, than Anthony Davis.
Go ahead and poo-poo Anthony Davis being brittle if you want to.
Well, you put that Laker jersey on, thanks, man.
Let's see. Let me go check. Let me go downtown Milwaukee, see if I can take a phone call real quick. Is you okay with that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. What's up, boss? What you got?
What's the guest name?
Huh?
I'm missing.
Matt, you're up. What's going on, buddy?
I can't see it, Steve. Matt.
Nope, Matt's gone. That worked well. No.
There he is.
No, Matt's not there.
Talking now.
All right. I got it, Steve. Let me point you up.
I'm on my phone. I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, I think you dropped him. Let's go to Ram.
That was me.
Let's go to Ram on the north side. Ram, what you got, man?
No, I don't know what to touch.
Ram. What's wrong with my phone, Steve? Ram. What's going on?
Hey.
What's wrong with my phone, Steve?
How about
you? On what's up, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Leroy?
Hey, can you hear us, Ram?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, come on.
Hey, what I want to know is...
What you want to know?
How is they going to work this magic in L.A.? The house, the ranch, the dog...
We're trying to win now, Ram. We ain't got time for all this in the future stuff.
How? How you going to do that?
By getting AD. What do you mean?
Two people can't beat 7 or 8, man.
We got Kuzi, and they're going to get one more big-time free agent that's going to take a pay cut. Call me back when it happens now.
Now, look. I got somebody out here that told me that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, and they owe me $50, and they ducking me there, Leroy.
Well, $50 is a lot of money, Ram.
Yeah,
let me
bet
that.
I told him not to bet me, Leroy.
Well, you know what? Let's be honest. Now, LeBron went out, and we just talked about it. When he went out, he was in the fourth slot. So he missed like 25, 30 games? He missed a lot of games. So you got to let him carry that bet over. So he ain't going to pay you.
He going to coach and play too?
No, we got a coach for a couple of years. Vogel.
Who else?
Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd is not the coach, man.
Jason Kidd is the coach. Steve, who the coach of the Lakers?
Come on, Steve. Steve,
who the coach? Yeah. Tell him, Steve.
Vogel's just a placeholder. I mean, he's just
the placeholder. That's not nice, Steve.
It's really all he is.
Everybody know that.
Come on, man.
Is that like Don Rickles? He used to have that little ventriloquist dial. You know, Vogel moving the mouth, or kids making it all happen.
Just like that.
That's not. You all guys right. are mean.
All right, Ram. Later, man.
Thanks a lot, Ram.
Yeah, just like that.
Jason Kidd got to wait.
Huh?
He got to wait.
All right, we got Matt again. Let's see if Matt works this time downtown.
Hey, Matt, what you got, man?
Uh-oh.
Matt.
They got pressure on my phone. There you go.
Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
What you got, man?
Yeah, so I was hearing that the Pelicans don't plan on having Lonzo Ball even play for them. Ooh. So there's the whole rumors going on right now about Bradley Beal and the number four pick. Well, the number four pick's not going to bring Bradley Beal to the Pelicans. So I saw a few people mentioning was Lonzo Ball in the four pick and whatever else they need for cap space, trading to bring Beal over.
Why would the Wizards do that when they have John Wall?
Exactly.
Because John Wall's not going to be there long term.
Well, yes, he is, because nobody's taking that deal. Well, have you seen his contract? He's got 4 years of Supermax left. He's not going anywhere.
That is true. But that's also why acquiring additional first-round picks, they might be able to find someone that will take that, like the Pacers, the Suns. You throw them two or three first-round draft picks, and you can dump that contract real quick.
You could throw them a decade at first-round draft picks. I'm not taking John Wall's contract.
You don't like John
Wall? John Wall got a lot of
There's no way. Nope. Yeah. Not a chance. Want nothing to do with that contract whatsoever.
Yeah,
that's
a big one, Steve.
That's the problem. When you pay these guys this much money, and then they can't stay healthy, or when they are healthy, you got teammates talking bad about them and not wanting to be on their team, and then you want to try and trade that dude and convince some other team that it's going to make them better and it's not going to hurt them and he's worth that money. I mean, that's what he's talking about is what the Bucks are trying to do, according to Mark Stein, with the 30th pick and Ersan Ilyasova or Tony Snell. It's a little bit easier to absorb Ersan's contract than John Wall's contract.
Bit.
A little bit.
Go bear.
So, I mean, that to me, I guess there's always that one dumb general manager that'll do a stupid trade, but I would be amazed if that happened.
When's the NBA draft, Steve?
Thursday.
30th. This Thursday?
No.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
This Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Where are we going to be at?
Q Club of Wisconsin, big show, and then the draft show immediately following with Billy Schmidt and Ryan Horvath at 6 o'clock, in which there may not be a pick at all for the Bucks. So, they'll just talk about the rest of the NBA for the draft show, and then Tim Allen will have the Bayview Shade and Blinds post-game show once the Brewers game is done that night as well. But that'll be back here in the studio. All right, let's get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. Up next, O.J. Simpson's in the news. Oh, stay tuned. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. National Baseball Insider Seth Everett will join us coming up in the next segment.
Like Seth,
get his thoughts on the Brewers losing 2 out of 3 to a bad San Francisco Giants team over the weekend.
I blame you for that, Steve.
That's fine. I'll take the blame.
Okay. They're look at who they're playing next. They should beat all these teams. Stop.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Steve.
Well, we made predictions a while ago for the next, what was it, homestand, which I was right.
Yeah.
Road trip, and then homestand before the end of June. We made our predictions on
Steve,
that.
Steve, after the 16-0, I ain't taking that for granted, okay? After what I saw, 16-0 from the Marlins, I said, listen, I'm going to just wait.
What's your prediction, Steve?
I don't remember. Baby Touch has it. I had them losing 6 games in the month of June.
Okay.
I think they're at 5 now.
How many they go?
So they're screwed.
They went, what, 15-6?
I don't know. Whatever it was in 6. But they've already got, I think that's 5 losses now for the month.
They can get hot.
Well, they have to get really hot in order to get only 6 losses.
Now you're seeing some of the people who are struggling starting to hit home runs like Aguilar. That group gets going. They can win 12 straight.
Gets going.
Yeah, if Aguilar starts hitting, that could help them for sure. Hey, O.J. Simpson, 25 years ago.
Oh, we already traded him. So that's on y'all, Steve.
With the O.J. Simpson chase. Leroy, where were you when that was going on?
Man, you know what? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I really don't.
You don't remember where you were?
No.
I thought this was something where everybody would remember where they were.
I did. Somebody called me and told me about the Bronco thing on the flip phone. Like, man, whatever I was doing, I know I was busy. and wasn't trying to stop to go watch it. I wasn't trying to do that.
Gary, what about you? You remember?
No, I don't.
You don't remember either?
No, dude, that was 25. How long ago?
So what? I remember all kinds of different sporting events. I remember where I was when Juan Avis threw his no-hitter for the Brewers.
No, I don't remember that.
I remember where I was for this O.J. Simpson thing.
I remember where I was when I got the verdict, which I don't want to go there, but.
I remember driving
on the highway.
Magic Johnson, I knew where I was.
I remember where I was for Magic Johnson's press conference for the HIV thing.
I was in college.
I was at Brookfield Central High School. We were all doing an NBA draft. No, a college draft, NCAA basketball draft we were doing.
Did you join him on
Brookfield
Twitter?
Central. Huh?
What are you talking about?
I missed it.
College draft. What are you talking about?
Magic Johnson.
No, you were doing a college draft, you said?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, fantasy or something like that.
You're playing college fantasy sports with high school kids?
No. Well, it's the teachers.
Coaches
and the teachers. We did. So you just pick the college teams you want and then go by number of wins.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and I thought you were taking college players like fantasy football.
No, just teams.
Oh, that's it. Now that's fun.
That's cool. That's something different.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that.
I forget that Gary coached. So I have guys come up to me. Gary used to coach me. And he's grown, man. Right. Got kids. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, what were you doing, Steve?
I was the Magic Johnson thing. I was in Indianapolis at the National Youth Convention representing the state of Wisconsin.
National Youth Convention?
My friend, Tom Camillion, and myself.
What's a youth convention?
It was for Catholics.
I know they had some kind of
all around the country.
Bible
so
school.
So you said it was. Okay. Yep.
What do you mean, steal?
Yeah. Well, he was talking about denominizing or whatever they call it.
Denominizing?
Yeah.
Man, no. Where's baby?
No, I've always been Catholic.
I know. I thought you were talking about not.
My
going
dad
Catholic.
Went Baptist. My
yeah,
dad's
maybe
Baptist.
Your dad.
Yeah, my dad is Baptist.
Because your dad was Catholic.
My dad was Catholic. Yeah,
that's what it was.
No, I'm definitely Catholic. Go to St. Mary's, just where baby Tosh went to school. So we were there, and I remember sitting on the bed, and my buddy was taking a shower, and it popped up on ESPN.
Didn't know who AC Cowan was, whatever. You didn't know who he was. I'd never even heard of him before.
No.
Oh, AC? Yeah, when I got... You're talking about O.J. Simpson.
You're talking about O.J. Simpson now. I was talking about Magic Johnson.
You're talking about Magic. You jumped over.
Yeah, I left the Magic.
O.J. Simpson...
Magic messed it up for everybody.
My family was driving home. I think we were at a movie or something, and we were driving home, and we had it on the radio and listening to it, and then we ran to the house and watched the thing forever.
I wasn't trying... I don't know what I was... I wasn't trying to... Somebody called, like, man, AC driving O.J. in the back. See, how can y'all see inside the Bronco?
Right, yeah.
But as you see it when they driving by, everybody was recording.
Just could not believe that was O.J. From the Naked Gun movies, football career, everything else. You're like, this is the dude? What is going on?
Let's talk about Howard Stern.
So you got that. Right. You got that. And now this weekend, O.J. Simpson is on Twitter. Joins Twitter officially, starts tweeting out videos. The whole deal.
Even with some people.
For real?
He is on.
Almost 700,000 people.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
are you serious?
It's real. 669,000. He already has one like. He already liked one thing on Twitter.
He released that video, didn't he?
Is it on his name?
Why would he do that on Father's Day weekend?
It's the real OJ32.
He says a lot of fakes out there, but just the real OJ, the juice.
Right. The real OJ32. He's following 8 things. He's following the PGA Tour, Buffalo Bills, NFL, the Heisman Trophy.
Buffalo got to block him.
U.S. football. Tim Graham, I don't know who that is.
Buffling.
Justin Simpson, real estate, home and investing guy, and Malcolm Laverne is the other one. Those are the only people he's following.
He got to have a reality show coming out around this, and after Father's
Day. Is that what he's doing?
Of course.
Show?
Come on. I stick to this branding stuff. So you got all these people wired in. He got parole, and now it's people following him.
Well, this
for whatever reason.
That first video that he tweeted out was all about him not being Khloe Kardashian's father.
Yeah, because it was a long slander
saying that him and Kris Jenner were messing around and that Khloe might be Khloe's father.
Yeah.
So that was the first video.
You heard that before,
man?
They always said that
because she was tall.
She didn't look like the rest of them.
Well, she cute.
Who, Khloe? Yeah. That's the bigger one, right?
Yeah, Gary's
that's
always liked her.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Gary's always liked her.
She don't look like OJ to me though.
She does look like OJ.
No.
I'm trying to find Steve. I can't find it.
She looked like a dude for the longest time. Gary, Leroy Butler, C. Spark, and Fiverr coming up next.
Did you hear?
We'll talk with Seth Everett, who really is a dude.
Where's Mandela
next on the fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.